I guess the one thing that I still can't seem to get is why anyone would want to be uninformed or just completely ignorant of almost anything that goes on in the world. And by things that go on in the world, of course, I am not speaking about soap operas, the latest reality show, what happened on Fear Factor, Grey's Anatomy the other night, American Idol, or any of that just utter crap that comes on the TV and the radio and all the drama, none of that. But actual things that are actually going on, such as political processes, protests, things that are happening to the environment. These are the kind of things that matter to me as an actual person. And being a real person in the world, as opposed to all the fake people that I seem to meet every day, I actually care about things that are going on in the world. And it actually quite bothers me when others say that they care about the environment, or if they care about this and care about that, they say, oh, I care about what happens in my government. I would like to see this person in office, even though they don't really know why, except that he's a Republican and they're a Republican, and so on. And, I mean, from my point of view, being ignorant of something that I'd like to speak about or that I know is a common issue just makes me feel like a jackass, like a jerk. I mean, if someone asked me my position on, say, perhaps, you know, abortion, I actually don't give much of an opinion. One, because I'm a male and half the women jump down my throats about it, but be that as it may, the small opinion that I do give, I make sure to throw in, you know, a couple disclaimers here and there that I honestly don't know what I'm talking about in that regard, and so I don't have much of a right to an opinion because I haven't researched it quite enough. And I think anything that's going to come up in day-to-day conversation, that you should know what's going on, or at least care and have an interest in it. For instance, like I don't understand, like this is a good example. A few months ago, I believe I reported on it actually on, it might have been on Cinchcast, not on this podcasting site, this new one that we just started here, but I reported on it. It was thousands and thousands of dead fish were washing ashore in Arkansas, all the southern states, and actually a good part of the United States and all over the world. Fish, over 3,000 turtle doves, I remember, dropped dead out of the sky. This was all in the course over about a 3-month period. Things as big as manatees, a few dolphins, very, very large amount of fish in the Arkansas rivers, all along the coast, even actual ocean life. It's just ridiculous. And I think I heard one mention of it on the local news. I had to actually search for all the different timelines of all the different animals dying online, and I didn't hear anything about it. Even when I tried to tell other people about it, they really didn't seem that concerned. And being a real person and not an unintelligent person, I was slightly, to say the least, concerned because I had no idea what was going on. And there's only a few things that can be. I mean, you know, you have to think about things like either cell towers that are already affecting us, but that's been going on for a while. You know, biological type testing, some kind of spraying, such as the chemtrails that they spray. Maybe they, from the planes, maybe they put something a little bit more potent at this time. I mean, there's so many possibilities that we as people, for some reason, do not want to address. And that's just one small instance. But I can't understand why you would want to be ignorant to the system that you live in. And why it's so much easier, I mean, it is so much easier, of course, to be blissfully ignorant of your world that you live in, but it just peeves me quite a bit. I understand we all have jobs. I mean, I work a regular 9 to 6, and I know that there's not much time, but this is the age of technology, and whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I have a smartphone. Many people do. You can get cheap ones, prepaid phones, smartphones, tablets, your computer at home. Most people have a computer. Or you can, you know, you have a dollar newspaper. It doesn't take that long to get news, and especially on something like a smartphone, I can flip through a couple articles in the morning while I'm getting ready. There's always time to look at something, and I don't think that it happens for some reason. Most of the people I meet are, you know, needless to say, just ignorant. I know we all came from the same awful school systems, but which is something I had to address. I mean, really think about it. Think about how much you research and how much you look into actual things in the world. Sure, your life is stressful. Everyone's life is. But that is no reason not to know what's going on around you. And if you do have children, it's morally and socially irresponsible to not be informed, because you're helping shape the world that they're going to live in. And when they grow up and there are no honeybees and there are no almost no trees and there is hardly no oil to be used for anything and there's none of this resource and our air is polluted and we're living underground in, 80 years, then I mean, that's going to be a problem for them. So it's very selfish, at least for the next generation, to be uninformed, if not for your own. You should be taking a part in everything in your world. And if you claim to care about the environment, claim to care about this and that, actually be informed about it, because it's just ridiculous not to. I hate asking someone something. And no one wants to speak about something that they care about, like the environment, with someone who is obviously uninformed. If someone asks me a question about something, I'm not going to sit there and stammer and stutter and just offer meaningless things unless I actually know what I'm talking about. Just because that's, I feel irresponsible and like a jackass if I do that. So, I mean, just be informed. I hate to use the Matrix analogy, but it's like we're living in this system. And this is what allows all the government bodies, all the people who govern you, anyone who has any authority over where you live, over any part of your life. This is what lets them have the upper hand. This is why they're winning and why they will continue to win at their plan, whether you believe they have a global plan and working together or not. This is what allows them to win. They want you to keep being dumbed down, keep dumbing down America and the world. That's why the school systems are horrible. That's why we, the whole system of schooling, even all the way up through college, is designed to make you what you are, which is a monotonous drone, just doing the same monotonous task day after day, 9 to 5, over and over again, never causing any problems because your senses are so dulled from all the chemicals in your water, all the pharmaceuticals and antidepressants that they have you taking, all the genetically modified foods that are including pesticides in them, all the aspartame and sucralose that you're ingesting into your body from your sodas. All of this is all engineered to keep you dumbed down, and that's what's going to keep them on top, keep them winning. So the best way is to be informed. That's the best way to fight anything. Any problems you have is, most likely stemming from people not being informed about things that are in their daily, day-to-day life. So that's the main thing. Just keep informed, and if you sit down and think about it, and just and try to look around you, and look at the people that are around you, and just ask yourself how am I or how are these other people contributing to anything? What did I actually learn today? If I wasn't in school, I didn't go to college. What did I learn today? Just from my work day? Did I learn something important about the world that's going to help me or future generations be better at what we do? Or did I have, a completely meaningless day and just be a monotonous drone, another cog in the system, and help keep the well-oiled machine running? And when you come to that conclusion and, figure out if you've actually learned something, and keep a log of that. Maybe after a few days you'll realize that you're not learning anything, because that's how the system was designed. And we need to avoid that the best we can. That's the only way to fight it. Like I say, is just keep being informed. Read a book, fiction, nonfiction, doesn't matter. Anything helps culture your mind and up your intelligence a little bit, and will help in the end. Because when that time comes that they say, we are now going to pass this law that takes away this many rights, because they feel that they've come to that point where they can start doing that almost now, it seems like, you need to be the one who stands up and says, no, that makes no effing sense at all. I will not go along with that, because I am a human being and intelligent and not a useless cog, a pawn of the system. And that'll be the day when it actually pays off. So if you actually care about your life, your children's lives, any future generations that do have to share this world with us later, just keep informed. And information, it's the word of the day. Thanks.